This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate will come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Reverend Robert Bogart, representing the Christian Motorcycle Association. And the page leading the pledge today is Cameron
It's Cameron MacDonnell.
I had practiced too, to imagine that.
I'm just glad my name wasn't that hard. Many of you remember Augie and Sunshine Menslaff, and it has been historically that they have opened the House and the Senate on these days. And sadly, some of you don't know, but Sunshine passed away back in November. And so please, in your thoughts and your prayers, remember Augie as he deals with this grief. Thank you very, very much. Would you bow with me in prayer? Almighty God, creator and preserver of all good things, both in heaven and on earth, in your name we have assembled, and in your name we desire to proceed in all our doings. This day we acknowledge you as the giver of life, and with humility and confidence, we ask that your wisdom be imparted to these distinguished members of the South Dakota State Senate. We invite you to give us teachable and pliable hearts, and when necessary, hearts to receive your correction. Today, we are the glad recipients of your mercy and compassion. We now humbly ask to be given grace from above to freely distribute that which we have freely received. Grant us, O Lord, the courage to stand our ground or to stand alone if necessary. To stand fearlessly in the face of all that would take us from the paths of righteousness. Help us to never forget the founding fathers of this nation and this state, who years ago set the course of government in motion. May these men and women today who represent us be honorable counterparts to that historic calling. And may all words and actions clearly reflect a united heart that has sought heavenly wisdom. May strength and resolve be balanced with grace and mercy. We thank you for the protection of our citizens in South Dakota as we pay tribute to those who proudly serve in the military and in law enforcement. Finally, we pray for traveling mercies and divine protection while in this state capital and in each senator's home district. May all of this be done to your honor and glory, as I pray in the worthy name of Jesus, and all the senators said, amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Blair, Boland, Kamak, Cronin, Kerr, DeSanto, Ewing, Foster, Greenfield, Heinert, Jensen, Kennedy, Klum, Colbeck, Langer, Maher, Monroe, Nelson, Nesiba, Norstrup, Otten, Partridge, Rush, Russell, Schoenbeck, Smith, Sohold, Solano, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, White, Wick, Wismer, and Youngberg. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the third day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Greenfield, Chair.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Pardon me? I believe we have an oath that has to be administered to Mr. Dravlin. You want to come forward? Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Tom Dravlin.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And the Constitution of the State of South Dakota.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of office.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of office.
Of Assistant Sergeant at Arms according to the best of my abilities.
Of Assistant Sergeant at Arms according to the best of my abilities.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Messages. Messages. Okay. First of all, Doctor of the Day is Dr. Benjamin Aker Brandon. Dr. Aker practices emergency medicine at the Vera Sacred Heart Hospital in Yankton. Are you in, where are we at? Okay. Don't get sick. Doctor's not here. On behalf of Senator Sutton, we have the Girl Scout Troop from Brandon, South Dakota. And Dakota Heritage... Don Heeb, a scout leader, are you in the audience? Please stand, be recognized. Welcome. Also, we have in the audience today the Abate of South Dakota. We thank you for your legislative breakfast and for being in the Capitol. Would you guys please stand? Also, as part of that group is Jim Putnam over here? Okay. Motions. I'm sorry, as you were, messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has approved the adoption of the temporary joint rules adopted by the 94th legislative session as a permanent joint rules for the 94th legislative session. Respectfully, Sandra Zinter, Chief Clerk.
Consideration of reports from Joint Select Committees.
Senator Langer moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the arrangements for a memorial service for the 94th legislative session, as found on page 50 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 45, an act to revise the provisions regarding the filing of a statement of additional issues on appeal in certain contested cases. Senate Bill 46, an act to repeal provisions regarding River Basin Natural Resource Districts. Senate Bill 47, an act to repeal and revise certain provisions regarding permits to carry a concealed pistol. And finally, Senate Bill 48, an act to authorize certain improvement districts to issue convention facility on-sale licenses to sell alcoholic beverages.
Those bills have been assigned as following. Ag and Natural Resources gets 46, Commerce 48, Judiciary Senate Bills 45 and 47. Announcements. Senator Steinhauer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Health will meet on Monday at 10 o'clock. We've got a report from the Department of Health, and we will be taking up two bills, Senate Bill 22 and Senate Bill 30.
Further announcements. Senator Wick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Committee on Appropriations will meet at 8:30 on Monday as we try to make it a long weekend. We'll hear from the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, the Department of the Military, and Department of Veterans Affairs. So if you have any questions about those agencies, come down and join us in room 362. And have a great weekend, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have a good weekend. We'll have a Senate taxation meeting Monday at 10 o'clock. It'll be introductory, and the Department of Revenue will be giving us a lowdown.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Affairs, Monday morning, 10 a.m., room 414. We've got four bills we're going to run. Thank you.
Senator Auten.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation, Monday, 8:30. We'll have two bills.
Senator Jensen.
No local government, Monday. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Any other announcements? Dr. Benjamin Aker, thank you for serving us. We were worried for a second. Please welcome Dr. Benjamin Aker. One more thing before we adjourn today. I think we've all received the news that Jim Smith's wife passed away. So I think it'd be appropriate for us to observe a moment of silence for the family of Jim Smith and the family. Thank you. Madam Secretary.
Senator Colbeck moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried.